Good morning, you lovely people. How are you? Red FM
Breakfast with KC.
And there's Victoria.
So, Bernard Casey, the comedian, the very funny man from Kerry, is in on the show later on this morning.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, he was in yesterday. He was doing the press tour. You know, they send them out and about and they do all the media. All the media.
Media.
The media. And we were on the list. He popped out with a great chat down the back. Great chat. Talking about storytelling and curry and shiny keys and all of that crack.
Very good. Nice guy.
Isn't he? Mm. You like him, do you?
I do, yeah. He's a nice guy.
Yeah. So I'm sitting down at my computer yesterday.
Oh, God.
Putting a few notes together. On Bernard, you know, what he's been up to, where he came from. He lives in Ballincollig, so he's 4 minutes away from us.
Oh, does he?
Just out the road. Lives with his wife and two little kids. Because the reason it's logistical, as he told me, he said it means he can travel around the country. He go from Cork onto the motorway and he can get... If you're down the Shticks in Kerry, it's another 2 hour drive onto
That's
your
true.
Drive. So, you know, he moved up to Cork, obviously having to sneak in because he hasn't got citizenship.
Right.
Because we don't let those cute heroes from Kerry in that often.
Right.
But he's an exception.
So he's out in the colleague.
He's out in the colleague now. One of the things that Bernard Casey does, if you follow him on Instagram or see any of his comedy sketches, he wears massive white teeth, these big exaggerated white teeth that he puts in. And it turns into a character from Kerry with the big teeth. And he just keeps... That's what he said. You say teeth. You don't say the T-H.
Teeth.
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 I love teeth. And he does this character... He does this with these huge, massive, blatantly, obviously exaggerated fake teeth that he puts into his mouth.
Yeah.
And he goes out on stage as this Kerry character. Bernard comes in yesterday morning at 5 to 11 for the interview at 11. And is sitting up in reception. I went up and asked him, did he want a cup of tea? He said, no, I'm grand. Just had one. Fair play to you. Be with you in a minute. Come back down to my computer and Victoria's looking at it and she said this. Oh my God! He's got huge turkey teeth! She googled a picture of Bernard, saw one of his character photos and thought the massive exaggerated teeth were real.
Oh, lads. I know. What I actually said to you was, are you doing a Zoom interview with Bernard Casey?
No, you shouted he's got massive turkey teeth as the guy is sitting eight feet away
I
from
know,
you.
But I... You see, I mean, obviously I thought they were real, but I did say to you, are you doing a Zoom with him? Because if you are, you're going to have to wear sunglasses. You've got massive turkey teeth. Casey just looked at me and went... That's
no.
Part of the bit.
I didn't. The whole office, everyone stopped what they were doing.
Turned around
and looked at Vic and went, it's Vic. It's
so
Vic.
Then tell them what happened after that. He came up to me.
I brought him down to Victoria and went to go over and say, have you got the teeth? Please tell me you got the teeth with you.
With Casey. Love waking up in Cork.
Dragged him over and he tapped her on the shoulder. He went, they're fake teeth, Victoria.
No, he put on a London accent.
Did he?
Yeah.
I missed that bit.
He's like, are you taking a mickey out of my turkey teeth?
Oi, geezer. anyway, Bernard's on the show later on. He's doing a couple of gigs down in DeBarry's and Clonakilty. He's got a big one in the INEC and we'll have a chat with him later on. We've got 175k to get you on the show this morning. I want to get you a €1,000 voucher for city tiles and bathrooms here in Cork. Vic's VIPs, more on Ryan Reynolds. Oh, more on Ryan Reynolds. Serious conspiracy stuff coming up. And everything else you need when you're waking up in Cork. Daft Punk, around the world. This is Red FM. Right, what have I got for you? This is phone use.
Mine's bad.
We all do it. We're all addicted to our phones. And this is the thing that you got to be aware of. I still... What hand do you hold your phone with, Rory? Right hand?
Left hand.
Left hand, okay.
Yeah, left hand.
What hand do you hold your phone with?
I don't know. I guess I hold it with my left hand. You scroll with my right, yeah?
Okay. Kelly?
Definitely right, because I think there's like a dent in my thumb.
No, look at your baby fingers on each hand.
Okay. Yeah, I have it.
Look down. Look at the one that you hold your phone with. We all have smartphone dents on our baby fingers.
Nice.
Mine's red raw.
Okay, yeah, you're
From holding our phones, our pinkies have a dent in it.
That's bizarre.
And because of the weight of the phones, and you use your pinky to kind of hold the phone, it balances the weight of it. So we're all going to have really manky, arthritic pinkies in years from now. But also, I think humans are going to evolve with table tennis bats as thumbs.
Yeah.
We're going to have two table tennis bats. That's where we're going. From all the scrolling. They've calculated how much time you will spend in your life if you were born in the late 90s to your dying day. How many hours would you say you will have spent with screen time? Rory, give us your guess, please.
About 6 hours a day.
Yeah.
So 72 hours a week.
Mm-hmm. So, there's a lot of maths here now.
Yeah. No way.
Well, I just cut to the lifetime hours.
Yeah. Is it in the thousands?
Vic, it's terrifying.
Oh, God.
Way higher.
You will spend, on average, 119,720 hours staring at a screen in your life.
That's scary.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Yeah, but if it's Liverpool highlights and wrestling matches, it's going to be worth it, isn't it?
KC. Lennox's Chipper on the Bandon Road is now available for rent. The iconic takeaway closed its doors last October after more than 70 years in business. It's estimated that the family business served 14 million bags of chips a year, according to the Irish Examiner. Those are the headlines. I'll have more at 8.
14 million bags?
Yeah.
A year? What was it? About 3? 10%. Rory? 10%. Vic? 12%.
Right.
What does Vic get more?
How much do you get? Here we go. This is the next bit.
I'm the owner.
Oh, right.
We're going to call it KC's.
We're your minions, so is it?
We're going to call it KC's.
And we can get away with it. We can call it KC's, right?
I don't know.
Instead of a King Creole, I'll call it a King Caleb after my son. And then we'll have this little kind of chicken bap thing. What do you think?
Sounds good. Yeah. Are you up for the challenge? Do you think you could do 14 million bags of chips a year?
I find it hard to believe they did 14 million bags of chips.
That is unbelievable.
Is that in total, I think, maybe?
Maybe that was in the last 2 days. When
I think so.
That queue was so long.
Isn't it amazing how I've never in my life seen queues like it for any eatery, any kind of food outlet.
But apparently all the cooking equipment is there, so you could literally buy it today and start frying chips tonight.
So could you take it over as a chipper? Like, is that what it's sitting there waiting to be?
Yeah, they say all that it needs is a till float and fresh produce, and then you're ready to go.
And a load of
poppies.
Yeah, that's it.
We could do it. We could do the breakfast show from there while we're doing food prep, and then at lunchtime open for chips.
I'm not even joking about this, lads.
I'm not working in a chip shop.
Could we have a shop?
Your clothes smell of chips.
And
you said it like it's a bad thing.
Chips are life.
I know, but when you're trying to be good and not eat chips all the time, I don't think that's a good place for me to work.
Me neither, Kel. I'm on the same page as you.
I worked in restaurants for 5 years and like you'd be
wrecked
in the kitchen just
sniveling. My first job as a chipper and I loved it when I was about 15.
Working in a restaurant is one of the hardest jobs you will ever do. Same as waitressing, because I've done that too, Kelly. I totally agree.
It sets you up for life.
It's hard work.
Social skills, interaction skills, hard work ethics.
Yeah. Dealing with jerks.
Yeah. What did you say?
Free chicken burgers. I'm taking investors now. I'm serious about this. KC's, Old Bandon Road. Who's in? Hit my people up. With KC, love waking up in Cork. I was kind of half joking about the Lennox's thing, because Lennox is now available to rent. Now all the chipper equipment's in there. I'm just thinking.
Yeah.
Bandon Road needs another chippy.
Yeah.
A lot of good pubs there. We call it KC's, obviously. I can legally get away with that because that's my initials. the ideas I have for it, the King Creole becomes the King Caleb after my son.
I think there might be a clash of businesses there, no?
No. I mean, look, how many tribute acts are out there? How many legitimate tribute acts exist?
Yeah, I get, so it's almost like a tribute act, but to a chipper.
For a case, so we've got KC's and Douglas, obviously the King Chipper now in Cork.
Is it still KC's and Sons, yeah?
Yeah, KC's and Sons. I can do the same thing. I just copy and paste.
Yeah.
But I put it down as a tribute act.
Yeah.
Are you sure you can get away?
A tribute chipper.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's the worst thing I could possibly do. I'm trying to, like, I'm doing a thing at the moment called Operation Ten Chins, which is my it's my own training program.
Funny enough, I've joined you on that without even realizing.
I'm down to 8 chins at the moment. In fact, I have more chins than the Chinese phone book.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz
with Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me
the money. Hello, Valerie.
Hi, how are you?
We meet again. Valerie is a former 8 out of 10-er.
Yeah.
On Pop Quiz. We said, you know what? We're going to bring you back and give you a lash at it and see how you get on. How are you feeling this morning? All good?
Yeah, all good, thank God.
Let's go, Val.
Let's go. No messing. 10 questions. You got 60 seconds and we're going to give you 1,000 euro.
Yeah.
If you get 10 out of 10. Let's go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Valerie, who is Ireland's president currently?
Michael D. Higgins.
Who was Barry Keoghan's most recent ex-girlfriend?
Sabrina Carpenter.
Finish the name of this artist. Dua
Lipa.
Question number 4. What supermarket sponsored Parky Queeve?
Supervalue.
Mikey Graham was in what boy band?
Boyzone.
Who will Ireland play in the rugby this weekend?
England.
What country is Shakira from?
Columbia.
Question number 8. Can't Touch This was a song in the 90s by who?
MC Hammer.
Question number 9. Who starred in American History X, the lead role?
Edward Norton.
And after Cork Airport, where's the closest airport?
Shannon.
Okay. With a bit of time.
Wow.
At 8:14 in the morning. And 10 seconds left. I'm very impressed.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back over these and see how you get on. Okay, Michael D. Higgins is correct. Michael, in the last the last embers of his term as President of Ireland, Barry Keoghan's most recent ex is Sabrina, Dua Lipa, Supervalue, Boyzone. Who will Ireland play this weekend? It's nearly Six Nations o'clock.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's Ireland versus England, yeah. Correct. Valerie, how are you feeling? Are you all right?
I'm okay.
And good on you.
Hanging in there.
Hanging in there by a thread?
Yeah.
Okay. Where's Shakira from? Colombia.
Yeah.
Remember the time FHM magazine got into an awful lot of trouble for putting Shakira on the front cover and saying Colombia's second finest export?
That's right, yeah.
Yep.
Can't Touch This was a song by who in the 90s? MC Hammer is correct. Who starred in American History X? The lead role was Edward Norton. After Cork Airport, where is the closest airport? For €1,000 in cash. It's Kerry. Kerry Airport in Farran 4, is it?
Yeah, that's right, yeah, Kerry Airport.
Oh, no!
Oh, Val, you came so close again.
Val, I'm so sorry. Yeah. I'm glad you're laughing. I'm not.
I know. Aww. I feel like crying.
I know.
Have a little radio hug from us and get a 50 euro voucher for Easy Living Interiors. 9 out of 10ers are always coming back. And next time, next time, we'll get you over the line next time, Val. I'm so sorry.
Right.
I know. Probably if I was asked that question on a quiz as well, I would have said Shannon too.
Yeah, you see, it's one of those, you just have to think quickly, don't you? And it's, you're working out the kilometres and all the rest of it.
Just up the road in Kerry is the closest one. I'm sorry. Have a lovely day, Val. Thanks for listening.
Take care.
Mind yourself. Good luck.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Celebrate Colin Farrell's Golden Globe win. Stream The Penguin with Now.
I love these little clips that I pick up every now and then from my doom scrolling. It comes from a brilliant Irish history page. This lad is excellent. 8:25 in the morning. I want you to have a listen to this and see if this makes sense. Have you met an Irish person that you've had a conversation with? And it's a very Irish mammy thing.
Okay.
That when we're talking and we're agreeing with you, we inhale backwards.
Oh, it's that's an Irish thing. I've never heard that anywhere else in the world apart from Ireland.
I would have said the same thing. Have a listen.
Have you ever heard an Irish person doing this?
If you wanted information back then, you'd have to go and make it up.
This is called the pulmonic ingressive, and it's a very Irish mammy thing to do. My mother does this about 50 times a day, where as she's agreeing with someone, she'll inhale, and her yeah, yeah becomes a yeah, yeah. I always thought that this was a uniquely Irish thing, but it's not. It's actually not at all. Its origins are said to lie in Scandinavia. Now, what are Ireland's ties with Scandinavia? Well, that would be the Vikings that came to Ireland about 1200 years ago. In Sweden, this is how people say yes with the pulmonic ingressive.
How do you say yes?
And this is how people in Norway use it.
But sometimes you can sort of even detect that little yeah.
The theory is that as the Vikings travelled westward, they spread this pulmonic ingressive to Ireland and Britain.
Wow, isn't that mad?
Oh my god, I love stuff like that. That's fascinating.
So because of the Vikings, we all go...
That is absolutely fascinating.
Like, Joe Duffy's radio career...
Yeah, based on that.
...is a result of the Vikings.
Yeah.
You do hear
you fell into the pothole, did you, Mary? You did. Yeah.
You do hear that a lot.
Yeah.
It's like I heard the other day, Monk and McGann, I'm saying it wrong, Monk on McGann,
yeah, he's brilliant.
He revealed that Irish was the first language to be spoken in Iceland.
Well, mother of God, I didn't know
there
that.
There you go.
And finally, women are put off going to the gym because of the stress of what to wear. A new survey shows they're worried about if a crop top is age appropriate, if leggings are too revealing, and if a new gym outfit looks too put together.
Very good. Kelly, your story about ladies going to the gym and having difficulties with crop tops?
Just wondering if a crop top is age appropriate, if leggings are too revealing.
What would you wear going to the gym? A crop top.
I'd wear a crop top because you know
a crop top.
You know, because it gets sweaty and you have to wash it. And it's like, I'll take the old one. That's what I tend to put on.
A crop top and legging. Matching.
Oh, the leggings gotta go on. Yeah, absolutely.
Basically for us it's whatever you wore to the gym the other day. You just pick
it's
up
still in the bag.
If it's all right, yeah, go
no,
on.
And that
no.
applies to every day of your life.
Turn it inside
it?
Out, yeah. You know.
No, 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 guys, you wear fresh clothes to the gym, please, for the sake of other people.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
They don't care.
All the time.
There's always a smell around the treadmill. Is that what that is? You know, the,
yeah. Yeah, I know that.
That's the protein farts.
It's protein farts mixed with sweat.
Yes, I've got some investors for my chipper.
Oh.
Lennox's chipper is up for grabs. As you've heard, Kelly has been reporting all morning. It's available for rent.
Yep.
Now, what goes in there, it's entirely up to you if you rent the building, but the fryers are in there.
Yep.
I mean, we could have this thing set up by tonight if I get the right money on the table.
We could sell 14 million bags of chips in a year.
14 million a year?
A year.
That's
morning,
excessive.
Lads. Casey, I'll throw in 100 quid though, right? All right? And maybe make it an all... battered breakfast roll or something like that. That'd be tasty, like the wrappers, you know.
Yeah.
And do us all a favour by give up the radio and just go to the chipper.
Ah, oh, lovely.
Sound.
That's Davey. Always has your back, has Davey. Good man. Seriously though, KC's Band of Noah, who's in? Miles Smith. Stargazing, Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. It's Red FM Breakfast with KC. Vic is over there. And Bernard Casey, comedian, has left the Kingdom of Kerry and moved up to Ballincollig. Bernard has an amazing sketch which is going around at the moment. It's the GAA sketch.
It's GAA championship season, so now every ad will look like this. A young man goes to training because he loves the game and because his dad won't let him quit. Now for some inspirational words. Passion. Sacrifice. Gumption? Before simply dropping cliches. Ham sandwiches on match day. Washed down with a flask of tay. It's dreaming of togging out in Croker. Even though you're fierce mediocre. It's a suspended sentence for calling assault. Because it was your man who started it. It wasn't your fault. Oop, got a bit too real there. Back to the romanticizing. An alarm that reads 7:30 a.m. An owfla outside a pub. And New York, for some reason. Here's a young fella baiting a schlitter against a wall lest the sexual frustration get the better of him. Come on, lad. Get them demons out. Of course, GAA is for everyone. So here's a tokenistic nod to the women. It's about the players, the parish, the fans, but mainly the sponsors. brought to you by banks. It's always banks, because we here at Gigantic Financial Institution care about the little guy. Swear to God, yes, our name's on the jersey and yours isn't, but honestly, swear down, we're not making this about us. Finally, the sound drowns out as I finish with an inspirational tagline. Hard work pays off. Your mortgage. And if you don't, we'll take your f***ing house.
Count to three and Kerry.
One.
Two.
Go on, you can do it.
Three.
Fair play to you, boy.
No, sir.
Bernard Casey. It's lovely to meet you finally.
Casey to Casey.
Casey
to
Casey. Oh man, we're like a fight.
Yeah, we're
crime
like a
fighting
Christy
team.
Moore song. Casey, Casey on the devil.
How are you, buddy?
Very well. Thanks for having me.
I was going to say welcome to Cork, but you only came in from Ballingollig.
It's unbelievable. Like, this is the closest studio venue, anything to my house. It's literally
handy.
4 minutes.
4 minutes from door to door. Isn't that beautiful? What has brought you from Port McGee down to Ballingollig? Well, apart from the love of a woman, maybe, and the raising of children.
A simple word, logistics.
Logistics, okay. Well, Cork is the centre of the universe, as
it
you
is,
know.
Of course.
So in order to navigate across the rest of the country.
It is quite easy. The South Link breeds life into me.
You're a big fan, aren't you?
I love the South Link.
Yeah.
I think it's absolutely the most necessary part of infrastructure in
now,
this country.
Can I pull you up on something?
Go on.
The South Link is the bit between the Kinsale Road roundabout and the Elysian Tower.
Is that correct?
The South Ring.
Right.
Is what you love.
There we go.
So the ring, the ring is the road that'll get you down to the tunnel. The link is the little bit in.
I did an interview with a fella yesterday and I was saying how great the link is, and he was like, "All right, and what do you think of the N40 then?" I was like,
yeah,
it's the same thing. He's like, "All right, you think it's okay?"
Yeah, now
I get it.
Everyone calls the South Ring the link for some reason. I don't know why.
Okay, right. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's a quiz question, right?
Aren't you glad you came in now?
Next time you do a quiz and there's a tiebreaker, that's it. which is the South? And a Mayo man told me that. Cockfellas are leaving me make a fool of myself.
You left Port McGee how many years back?
I suppose, well, I came up here for college first, 2008. Yeah. Here for, I'd say, 5 years between the jigs and the reels.
Yeah. Were you doing courses on jigs and reels?
I did.
Did
yes,
you?
Yeah. That's Kitty the Step.
That's
and
amazing.
I did arts in UCC and... I started comedy up here, so I spent another 2 years then doing acting course here in Stefanefa.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in comedy at night. And
tell me, did the Healy Rays stop the war out in Ukraine yet?
I'd love to see that. imagine, like they said, Trump should bring Danny Healy Ray out.
That's the clip going around.
Imagine
do you think Danny could stop the war out in Ukraine?
It would literally be, "Hey, Putin, stop it. Stop it, though. Ah, come on, stop it. I will stop war if you stop talking," you know. Pretty much that would be it. Like, it'd be kind of, there was always a kind of a teacher or a football trainer that if the class or the football team were getting rowdy, rowdy, they'd come in and all they'd have to say was, "Lads, come on now.
Stop now.
Come on now. In fairness, lads.
Settle down.
Lads, in fairness.
Yeah.
Like, we've had our fun now."
Yeah. They'd make you, in the nicest possible way, they'd make you feel like a child.
Yeah, and you kind of go, you kind of say, "Oh no, I feel sympathy now."
Yeah.
Maybe Danny could do that.
Talk to me about the Healy Rays in the sense that I know that I would have been hands up one of the people that many years ago would have probably lampooned their daftness. But now I understand them. And now I get why they're so popular.
Oh yeah.
And I love individualism and I love people being people for who they are. And they don't care outside of what they are. They don't change who they are. They don't try and be different. They are as Kerry as you'll get. But
they're
loved down your way.
Like, yeah, they're very popular. They are very popular down our way.
Why is that? Do they actually deliver on what they
I guess it's just something as simple as if you call them, they'll either answer or they'll call back.
Yeah.
Fairly quickly.
Is it that simple?
I think it's that simple. Like, it's generally things like that. And I guess it's real on-the-ground politics. You know, like, the passport is after running out. What do I do? I will sort that for you. Don't worry. There's things like that. And I'm sure a lot of other politicians do that as well. But they make it known.
David McSavage has a sketch where he's like walking downtown with his young fella.
He fixed the road.
And it is that.
What are you talking about? He fixed the road.
It's so true. You know, living so close to a place like Cork, do you see any fundamental differences between Cork people and Kerry people? What's the big difference you notice?
What's the big difference? I guess we're nosy in different ways.
Nosy?
Yeah. Cork and Kerry people are kind of nosy. Like
a meerkat in photo looking over the ditch.
Yeah, that type of way. Yeah. Like, but we do it differently. Cork people do it with their questions and their kind of... It's like, there was... you had a good crowd last night, had you?
Yeah.
I did, yeah.
Just how many was there by any chance? About 90, I'd say. Oh, very good. How much were tickets then again?
There's a cuter there's a way cuteness. Of extracting information.
Yeah, yeah, in a way. And then, I said as well, I kind of noticed it about myself, is that you'll always notice the Kerry people who live in the estate, because we're the ones that take the quick glance in the window of the house just to see what it's like, you know. Nothing out of maliciousness or anything. It's like, what colour curtains do they have? It's like, they have a lovely couch. What, number 15? Their couch.
Yeah, everyone.
Do you ever see it? No. No, I never saw it. What are you talking about?
Q Tourism is the tour. Go and see Bernard. He's fantastic at what he does live. And you're only starting. You're only a baby. But I appreciate the slog too.
Oh, yeah.
Because you have to get into your car, do a national tour, and the price of petrol.
Petrol? Yeah. The price of petrol. Diesel is coming up too in Capwich.
So, best of luck with Q Tourism. Is going to be in. You're in DeBarras and Clonakilty on the 23rd of May.
And that's sold out. And
that's
next,
gone.
There's a second night on the 24th.
Lovely. Just so added now recently. The 24th.
Yeah. The Ionius in Clan, you know, is the big one in March.
Oh, right.
And the good road, you know. The good crew.
You there in an hour. So either DeBarras or down to the Ionius. Go and check out Bernard. Great to meet you. Thanks for coming.
Thanks so much, Casey. Really appreciate it. Looking back.
Hey. I wake up.
Love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with Casey.
Get up out of bed. We have €1,000 for you to win from City Tiles and Bathrooms. I've got a daily prize of a €250 voucher. Text TILES and your name right now to 086 8104 106. If you want to be on the air in a couple of minutes, playing a little game of rapid response. That's all coming up for you in a moment. All right. Oh, can I go back to a couple of messages here, Vic, as well?
Yeah.
First of all, Yvonne, we were talking about dating by profession.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I missed Yvonne's message. She has advice for all the ladies and lads of Cork. Okay.
Hello, Casey. Never date a farmer. I married one. They do not know how to read time, especially mine.
They just go missing for seasons at a time, yeah?
He definitely thinks there's 2 hours in one. He is always, always late. He's known for it. But I'm still mad about him. I wouldn't change anything in the world. Love the show. Thanks.
Love your show too, Yvonne. Have a lovely day. I was talking about Cork needs a superhero earlier on as well. You know, off the back of the Ryan Reynolds story.
That's right, yeah.
Deadpool.
Yeah.
Blackpool.
That's it.
Cork needs a superhero called Blackpool. He's got a pair of tights in his head. He's BP written on a white t-shirt. And he goes around and gives out free chicken suppers with cartons of curry.
Hang on, why has he got a pair of tights on his head?
Because he can't afford the full uniform.
Oh, right, okay. You know? Yeah. Budget.
Yeah, absolutely.
Budget
but
superhero.
He needs a sidekick, doesn't he?
He does, yeah.
Blackpool's sidekick has got to be like, Cockboy.
Blackpool and Cockboy. FM's cash machine. Love him.
I'm picturing you and Rory as the superhero and the sidekick.
He'd be the superhero. I'd be the lanky, awkward sidekick. Anyway. 8:37 in the morning. Good morning. Let's do 175 grand with your name on it. Cash Machine is a huge amount of money on Friday, just before the weekend, just before we head into the Six Nations weekend. Someone's going to win 175 grand if they answer the phone. This is not guaranteed. Text the word RED to 57557 and you're going to be in the draw. It'll cost you €2.50 plus your standard message rate to play. You need to be over 18 and you're playing across the Go Loud network of stations. This is an incredible, incredible amount of money. And just like our amazing nurse, Helena Walsh, she won half the price of her new home. 153 wow. grand on Friday. She's putting it straight into a mortgage. She's pretty much set up for life with a new home. And all off the back of the Red FM cash machine. If you want to play, text RED to 57557 and you've got to be in the draw for Friday. The best of luck, everyone. It's 8:38.
Red FM Breakfast
with Now.
Today's International Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day.
Love
a bit of bubble wrap.
Oh, do you?
Very soothing.
Popping the things.
Oh, no, I like to get wrapped up in it. Yeah, so I lie down, get rolled into
okay,
it.
Okay, this is for another show, Casey.
And then people take turns giving it a kick to see if I can feel anything.
Oh, I'd do that.
Yeah, it's great fun.
I'd love to have a go off that.
Highly recommend it.
Yeah.
Bubble wrap day today. On this day, oh, by the way, birthdays as well. It's Phil Collins' 74th birthday. Happy Phil Collins Day. Also, Christian Bale is 51. Olivia Colman is 51. And Peter Crouch
is
a very tall man.
44.
Four is correct. Well done. And also on this day in 1993, Hitler was sworn in as Chancellor of Germany.
Oh my God, yeah.
We all know how that ended. Mm-hmm. What else happened on this day? Oh yeah, Jeremy Beadle passed away on this day in 2008.
Jeremy Beadle?
Jeremy Beadle.
With the Yeah.
With the cameras and the funny videos.
That's right.
That's the one. You've got to hand it to him. He was very, very good.
He was.
People used to... Imagine Jeremy Beagle's show in this day and age. Like, people used to make 250 quid a video if you got featured on...
Do you remember it?
Yeah.
It was like big money, wasn't it?
Big money back in the day.
It was all camcorder action.
And then people went, hang on a second, if I fall off a shed...
Yeah.
I can make 250 quid.
There was definitely a bit of that going on.
The industry of fake prank videos.
It was before Reels, wasn't it?
Way before the internet. Yeah. Way before we YouTube, we had Jeremy Beagle.
Yeah,
he started it all.
That's right.
Hen and stag doos. How do we feel about them?
Well,
you've been on a load of them lately, haven't you? I've had a couple of them last year.
How do you feel about them?
I like to go for one night. I can't do two. And if you ask for three, lads, what are you doing?
Some people do like 5 or 6 days abroad somewhere.
We're going to do a week golfing in Portugal. Oh, really? Yeah, say that to everyone at home.
I know, you see, this is the thing.
Stag and hen do's are costing, on average, you can spend up to €800.
Oh, yeah.
If everything is included. If you're going away for 2 nights accommodation and you're going out and gallivanting and you're doing things and events and whatnot.
It could cost a grand.
Yeah, 800 quid to a grand, they're saying. And the hen parties are even more expensive.
It's because of all the straws with the things on the top.
Oh, plastic willies cost a fortune, don't they?
They do, yeah.
So, yeah, a good stag do is when you wake up in the morning in a hotel room covered with a bed sheet. A bad stag do is when you wake up in the morning in a police cell clutching a charge sheet.
God, okay. Yeah. Big difference between those two.
Big difference. Love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.